This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. First thing I do when I get off the pitch, I'll listen to Casual Lit.
Psycho Social. It's going to have that stuck in my head for days. Psycho Social. What's up, everybody? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Rhodey.
I'm Chris.
And we have a guest today.
Hello.
This is Blake. Mr. Blake.
I'm going to kill myself, but it's your fault.
Yes.
Blake is from a podcast called Challenge Accepted.
Yes, dig on it. Dig for it on the internet.
Yes, it's not there.
If you can find it, could you please send it back to us? It's been missing for so long, it's on milk cartons.
Won't you have to look for that on the black web now?
Jesus Christ, it's 2018, Rhodey. It's called the dark web.
Definitely, it's called the dark web.
Y'all ever been to that website, the black web?
Oh, I have.
Dog fart?
All right, first awkward laugh word. That's laugh where break.
They have all the Blonde movies, right? Dog fart does the Blonde.
Oh yeah.
James Blonde.
Blonde on blacks.
Blacks on blarbs.
Yep, sorry, he corrected me.
I mean, what?
You are like Max Payne hard.
Take that, storyteller.
That's a rare Greg cut.
All right, Rod, you want to cue the sad music? Well, actually, no, I don't think the sad music fits at the beginning. So this weekend, we were all supposed to go watch Dirk play rugby, another very excellent sport. David couldn't make it, and I invited Blake here, one of my best friends and good friend. We've been friends for, don't even want to think about it.
BFF.
05?
Oh, shit.
It's just 13 years.
But Blake was like, hell yeah, because he likes sports. We pretty much, you'd watch any sport, I'd say. I was like, hey, do you want to
go? Not figure skating.
Is that a sport?
It's in the Olympics.
Okay.
Hey, you're going to piss off all our figure skaters out there that listen to this podcast.
Someone's going to come Tonya Harding in your ass.
Why?
While I'm serving beer, someone just stabs me. What the fuck? You don't like figure skating. Or no, you don't think it's a sport. Well, anyways, we went to, it's not amateur at all. It's a semi-pro rugby.
Yeah.
And it's the Mavericks. And we've had him on the show before. Go back, look for the episode. His name's Dirk. He's a freaking awesome dude.
That was a great show.
So we went out to the game, and it's at this Grand Prairie field. In the middle of Grand Prairie, we're watching the game. And when the game was over, I fell down in the bleachers. Super embarrassing. It was absolutely horrific. Like, the ice chest came open, all the beer went all over the ground, and I just got up, and I was walking like nothing happened.
Now we need the sad music.
And the guy was like, hey,
you left some of your empties.
Yeah. Turned around. I was like,
oh, yeah. You can. I'll take them.
I was like, fuck.
Good thing I wasn't there, because I would just got up and yell, God damn it, Jason, you always want fucking attention.
That might have made me feel better. But I was just sitting there like beet red, and then I had to go back and pick my beers up and put them on my thing. And I was like,
and then that's what jarred the horrific
maybe
thing loose.
Yeah. Maybe. So
did you just like trip or something?
Yeah. One of the bleachers was broken, and I just stepped on it, and my foot slipped.
Oh, damn.
Because I thought it was broken, and you could see that it was broken, but I thought it would still be sturdy, and knew it was not sturdy.
It said, oh, foot. It's just slightly vertical, not really horizontal.
Not so much. But, yeah, so we got in the car, and we started driving. Well, before we left, Dirk caught me, and he was like, hey, let's go to division. I was like, hell yeah, we're going to go hang out. This is going to be awesome. We're going to meet his fiance, Alexa, and we were really pumped about this. But things went a little awry. So we were about halfway to division, and I started feeling this intense pain in the left side of my stomach. If you've ever had gas pains before, that's the only way I can really relate it. It's like swollen, bloated, like intense, centered pain. And I was like, you know what? I'm tough. It's just gas pains. I'll pass a little gas. I'll be fine. So we got to division, paid for my tour, sat down, drank a beer. And then I had to, it got worse. It was worse and worse. It was borderline. Like, I was like, well, something's wrong here. And I felt terrible because I was talking to Sean, and Sean was talking. I was like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
please just shut up, please.
And then I was sitting there at the table, and everybody was like talking, having a good time, and I'm looking at everybody like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to go away. And I started to sweat, and I walked, and I kept getting up. Blake can attest to this. I kept getting up, walking off, just walking, because it was the only
walk it off.
It was the only thing that was helping, because then I wouldn't think about it. And I kept going in the bathroom. I was like, come on, gas pain. And then I came back from the bathroom like the third time, and I stood there, and I was like, this ain't gonna work. And I texted Caitlin. I was like, hey, babe, we're at an 8.5. And then she goes, so we're leaving. And I was like, I guess so. And I left a full beer with like two swallows out. And I looked at Dirk and Alexa and I was like, this has been fun, but I have to go. And they were like, what the? What? I was like, something's wrong. And I was like, I fell in the bleachers. This hurts all the way down to here. It was from like right up here to my junk pretty much. I was like, we have to go. As soon as we walked out division, my eyes started watering.
Ooh.
And Blake was like, look at him. I was so embarrassed. I just started, I lost it. We got in the car and then Kaylin's like, we're going to the ER. And I was like, I don't really want to. Because all I see is dollar signs.
Well, yeah.
I was like, I'd rather die. Kill me. Let my kid have my money.
And, yeah, if you die of natural causes.
Oh, and then the sweat started. Then we got to the ER and I couldn't even talk anymore. I've never had pain so bad that I threw up. I vomited 3 or 4 times when I was in the ER, but from the pain.
Oh, yeah, and I bet that felt good, too, to throw up
strictly,
with that pain.
The pain was so bad. I was like, I was just talking, and she's like, how bad is it? I was like, bleh, bleh.
It's barf bad. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's puke my guts out.
And so I had to research that, and it was talking about hormones being released from your brain because of your panic and because your body thinks something's really wrong. Mm-hmm. So it starts releasing all these hormones that make you nausea. And then the nausea is where all the vomiting came from.
Awesome.
But since I had to tell the ER doctor I fell, and I told them the whole story, so they, not to me, but they went behind this thing, and they were talking amongst themselves, and Caitlin could hear them, poor pregnant wife, and I'm over there crying, full-blown crying, whatever.
Spleen, it's a spleen.
That's what they said. So Caitlin heard that, splendectomy, or whatever the word was.
Splendid. So, I think splendid is what they call it.
So she started freaking out, not to me.
It's magical.
She did quite well. We got to back there in the back, and then they finally put that IV and started injecting that morphine, and that's a whole new planet. Never been there before. Did you go there, Chris?
I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
I've been there once.
I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
Medically, yes, of course, I don't use morphine, but, you know, I didn't like it personally.
Oh, it's a whole different thing.
It is a completely different plane of... lit.
But the worst part, they gave me the first batch and it still hurt. It was that bad. I was like, this fucking still. So they left and she comes back. She goes, how are you feeling? I'm still crying and grabbing my side and being like, this just won't stop. So she gave me another shot of morphine. And that about put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, thank you, God. I just was like, hey, I can't even open my mouth. So then Caitlin says, I started asking them about a drug test. I was like, is this going to show up on a drug test? And then, of course, she said, I apologize for everything I'd ever done.
Yeah.
It's like, I love you.
It was one time I pushed little Susie down in first grade. It was because she pulled my pigtails.
And she said, I kept talking about how embarrassed I was in front of Dirk and how I'd... Because Blake was there. Blake decided to stay at the hospital like a good bro. And I kept telling her, Blake needs to go home.
Yeah, she sent me a text saying, we'll pay for your Uber to, you know, go get your car and leave. What the fuck? No.
Yeah, I was like, poor guys out there. And I was like, we could be here forever.
Somebody's got to live tweet that shit.
That's what you should have been doing. But yeah, he stayed there the whole time. And then they finally took me back to do the CAT scan. And I was in cold sweats. Ugh, miserable. And then they injected me with that dye. And then I felt, that's a weird feeling. And I was still high on the morphine. He's like, this tastes gross. He's like, yeah, it should taste like a metallic taste. He goes, by the way, when you feel like you need to pee, don't pee. And then he injected it. And I was like, so I didn't pee, but.
Yeah, that stuff does make you want to feel like you want to piss, bad.
So weird. And we came out from there, and sure enough, the nurse came in later. She was like, I bet you $50 this is a stone. And I was like, okay, I've never had one before. I thought it was something that's chronic. I thought if you got them, you got them your whole life. I didn't think it was a one-off thing.
Yeah, no, it can be a one-off thing.
I had no idea it was a kidney stone. And then sure enough, the scan came back. They're like, it's a kidney stone. And I had to do a UA where they were going to analyze my urine. And so after I peed into the cup, about 15 minutes later, I was like, I don't know what's going on. That morphine's really kicked in because I feel great.
Yeah.
I set up and I was like, huh. She came in there. She was like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know. I feel great. And then they went and looked in the pee, and sure enough, the stone was in there.
Damn, dude. Jeez. You didn't even feel it. That's how much morphine you were on.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, seeing as how you've quit drinking Monsters.
Yeah.
How big was it?
You said 3 millimeters, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Roughly.
Jeez.
Which isn't a big stone.
No.
But when you're passing it through your urethra, it's a huge fucking stone.
Yeah, and it's not like a pebble. It's a sticker burr.
Yeah, that's been a whole different story going to the bathroom afterwards. That thing's still healing.
Ah, yeah. Yep. So, so let's drink a lot of liquids tonight and talk about it.
Yeah. I was terrified at first, but afterwards, I mean, I left the hospital still on pretty good, feeling great. They gave me an anti-inflammatory, which might have helped with all that too.
Yeah, and when you told me about that, I was like, oh, I'll go to the office and go get my laser real quick. I'll be right there.
In my stupidness, Caitlin said I talked to them about UHS. And she said I talked to them about so when they ran my name, the dude comes there with this giant supercomputer, which is fucking annoying. Comes in with a supercomputer. He's like, hey, what's your address and all this? I was like, dude, I'm fucking dying. Go away.
They got to make sure you have insurance.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. But he asked, he's like, do you still live at Forest Oaks? And I was like, in fourth grade, I was like, I've never been here before. And then I was like, what's going on here? And he was like, and he was like, you came here and whatever. And I couldn't remember what it was for about 5 minutes. And then I rolled over and I was like, wait, that's when Ryan, my brother, stabbed me with a sigh.
We all like South Park in it?
Yeah, Ninja Turtles. No, damn. Yeah, he did. We were playing with those ninja. You remember those old Ninja Turtle weapons, the sighs, the swords and all that? Yeah. Ryan got me in the eye with a sigh.
Yeah, it looks like you were here a couple of years ago with a sigh wound?
Yeah, I was in the eye too. And the only reason I remember that visit was because they had to dye my eye. And so they turned the lights off and they put black light on and all the scratches lit up, like were glowing. And I remember thinking it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Although it hurt like
that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, so those hospitals were linked. They're the same whatever. I had no idea.
Nice.
But yeah, we left and then me and Blake went home and played this Xbox game while I was high on morphine.
That was the happiest I've ever seen you on morphine.
Yeah.
At your wedding after that? No.
No, it was
earlier in the day when you told me about the baby? No. Morphine? Hey!
The universe is love.
This all makes so much sense.
That's the only thing I was picturing. Like what you sent the picture at first when you guys didn't know what was going on.
I did go the dick move and just send
like,
a picture.
Oh shit! What are you like? which hospital you're at? I'm on my way. What the fuck is happening? But then like finally like you figured out like what it was and everything. And then I pictured you full Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec when he had his kidney stone.
Oh man!
Tell him to send a dick pic. Girls love that.
I did do that. I forgot. Yeah, I just sent them a selfie from the hospital. I was like, well, I told her because I was just like,
you were distraught. You didn't look like you were having a good time.
I told Caitlin, I was like, they're gonna love this. It's just this no explanation. Just pew. I'm in the hospital. Let's see the panic. But that's all right. Rhodey got us back today, big time. Dick.
Yeah, Jesus.
My heart dropped.
I'm going to stop looking at the freaking messages.
Rhodey sent us a picture of a split middle finger. Like, split. It's the most disgusting thing ever. And we
like Gene Simmons' tongue.
We both thought, holy crap, what happened to Rhodey's finger? And he's like, I got sent this today. I was like, oh, my God. I thought somebody lasered right through your finger or something, even though it wouldn't do that. But
can we not go a week without a major medical emergency?
I'm glad y'all think I have that good of a complexion. And my nails are well trimmed.
Well, I'm gonna be honest, it's hard to look at anything but that split finger and be like, oh my god,
and almost hairless.
Plus I thought you were just trying to one up me.
Right.
Oh, fuck your kidney stone.
Smash.
Like what am I gonna have to do next week? Like bad things just naturally happen to me.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, show that to Blake. Oof.
Yeah, he saw it.
Wow. So we thought that was his finger, which I'm not gonna, I had other news, but it made me hold back that news because I was about to type that and then I was like, well, now I got to tell Rhodey. We got to worry about Rhodey for the next 45 minutes or so.
Only 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was long.
That's the ceiling.
That's the statute of limitations for split fingers.
I know what the show picture is going to be this week.
I do have
thankfully, HIPAA keeps that from happening.
I do have a picture of the stone in my urine, which I sent Jay, by the way. And I just sent that to him and nothing else, hoping he'd be like, oh, did you pass that? But he goes, what the fuck is this, and why are you in the hospital? I was like, Jay, you're such a good friend. He's such a good guy. The next day, though, when I woke up, y'all texted me, and so did he. He was like, how you feeling today? And I was like, fucked up. And he goes, morphine hangover. I didn't even think that was a thing, but that's a thing. That is a thing. Yeah, that next day, I couldn't even walk. I was like...
Yeah, for some reason, Jay knows a lot about drugs and their interactions.
Yeah, that's a thing. The next day was way worse. And then, of course, going to the bathroom out of fear of it. Mm-hmm. It's like when I got that STD test where they put the Q-tip in your dick hole. Ooh. That first time.
Is that what it sounded like?
Yes.
then maybe they were looking for the
it
right
It was
things.
Properly lubed.
That lady was like, oh, this is going to hurt a little.
It's like, here, it's going to come out now.
You fucking bitch, that hurts a lot. That does not hurt a little.
You way undersold this.
Jesus. That was a fear, too. You and Jay were going to come willing in the hospital. Let's get this done. No.
No, he's had enough morphine. Cut that shit off.
No.
All right, let's Rochambeau for who's going to drape him.
Oh, boy. Yeesh. Let's talk about this first beer here. This Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPA. Guess they left the called word out of there. Hazy Little Thing called IPA.
Called up.
There you go. Chris got the reference.
Whoa, was Queen in the room just now?
It is. Oh, there's still a lot left. It is a Sierra Nevada, which is actually not necessarily a big brew.
I mean, they're still independent. They're very large, but they're still independent craft brewer.
And it is a IPA. It gets very citrusy off the top.
Definitely.
It is hazy, but it's not that hazy. Well, I don't know.
It's not the haziest thing. It's not like the milkshakes that are out there right now. You can see through it. It just looks like an unfiltered wheat, kind of.
Yeah, I'd agree to that. But it's not.
I enjoy it. I think it's nice.
It's not bad, yeah. What do you think, Mr. Rody?
We've had it before, and I still think it tastes like yellow rose.
Wait, we've had this before?
We have.
On the show?
Yep.
Good for me.
All right.
But you were super excited about it, so I was just going to let you go.
So second impression, still like it.
It's still good. Now, I will say, I had two cans that I hadn't drank yet, and I had one last night.
Yeah.
Not nearly as good as this is right now. Do not sit on it for like 3 weeks.
Ah. Oh, that makes sense.
Well, it has a date on it. 12/5/17. Nice.
So okay.
It's kind of fresh.
It's a good beer. I like it. Definitely pick it up and try it.
I guess this is their attempt to jump on the haze train, the haze craze.
I'm just mad at myself now. I'm over here beating myself up. I don't even want to talk anymore.
We probably had it after like seven other beers. So. And we may have missed a couple beer lists our show notes.
Obviously didn't check into it. That's what we have to start doing is like religiously checking in on the show page so I'll know.
Yeah, I started that Untapped when we started this new podcast. I think episode 5 is about as far as I got.
Started this gangster. Well, the Sierra Nevada is still good for the second time. Yeah. David, you got an update for us, sir? I know you do, actually.
Oh, man.
You wrote a new blog.
Yes. So, update from last week. For those of you that have come to Casually Lit, thanks to my blog post I put out today, thank you so much for coming and checking us out. This is actually probably going to get you much more often updates of New Maine. The blog takes a little bit of time to put together with photos and recapping and you know, looking through notes and trying to remember things that I didn't realize had already happened. So that doesn't get put out quite as often. I'm a month late with the last blog post that just came out today. Since last we spoke, I'm still working up the hooking up the draft system inside my cold room. I've got my CO2 and my beer lines pretty much nearly all put together. I got some parts in the mail today that'll help me finish that out. I got my drain up that goes underneath the taps.
Oh.
And got that plumbed and into the drain. I've got hot water at the bar. I've got some pallets to keep folks out of the areas of the brewery that we don't want you yet.
Yeah.
We finished the mural on the mirror. We actually finished that while we were recording the last episode. So that was pretty cool.
Thanks to Amanda Murder.
Thanks to Amanda Murder. She has put so many hours into that. I am so proud of her. That thing looks amazing.
It does.
It makes for some very nice photos.
Here's a semi-picture on the blog. Yes, there is a semi-picture of it.
Yes. Yes, there is. And then on the contractor front, our sprinklers are completely in. Our FDC was the last piece of equipment that they had to install. That's in and backfilled. Now we're just awaiting inspections and tests. Meeting with the Tarrant County Health Department on Friday for a preliminary walkthrough so that I don't get my battleship sunk. The weekend
really
we think we're
to,
opening.
Do you really need to test sprinklers? I mean,
nah, they're probably good. We spent a lot of money on it. I'm pretty sure they'll work.
Seriously, how many breweries have ever caught on fire?
No, the crazy thing is, and this is 100% a fact, you have to put a sprinkler head inside your walk-in freezer.
Oh.
There's literally, I can count the things that are flammable inside my freezer on two of my fingers.
Yeah.
Because there are two of them. Like, what the fuck? My kegs aren't going to catch fire. CO2 is not flammable. Neither is nitrogen. Like, what the hell is going to blow up and catch fire? And also, who's inside the freezer? And also, once a fire starts in there, it's a sealed environment. Where is it getting oxygen to keep burning? What the fuck? Why did I have to have a sprinkler head inside my coal box?
So they got installed or not
yet? Yeah, no, it's in there. It's,
oh, damn.
It's 100% done. It's a rule. It's in fire code. Someone, quote unquote, smarter than me decided that needs to be a thing. Oh, I
know
who
did it. Somebody was like, you know, somebody had dollar signs in their eyeballs. Mm. If I make them put a sprinkler in every single square foot of a building, I get 3 times the money.
Yep.
Give that man a raise.
Exactly. So,
Mr. Fire Chief, I'm going to back you with $100,000 for you to get elected, but you change the rules for my company.
Now, wink, wink, shove, shove, money bag.
Politics? No, they don't exist.
Or it's just liability because one jackass stored some gasoline in there and had some dumbass teenage employee go in there to smoke a spliff.
Oh, well.
That's actually probably more plausible these days.
Well, he probably got it off the black web, so.
He was vaping. He had a vape that blew up.
I was trying to make cool shapes and stuff with my smoke. And I blew it up.
Cool shapes and stuff. Oh, I call that beer name.
I'm really good at fog.
You need a room fogged out? Call Rody. Got this shit.
And you team up with the DJ. You don't have the fog machine anymore. You just go up there and just vape life. So and so ohms. All just... about that cherry cheesecake.
I make my own flavors, like brewing your own.
Yeah. Tobacco and whiskey.
Yeah. All right, Rody, what's the... This second beer is kind of it's sentimental to us, I think.
Ooh, y'all got some of this.
Don't y'all.
Who's Rody. That? Was that a character off of Star Wars?
Misa liked this beer.
Oh, shit.
What beer is this, Rody?
It's a new beer from Hop and Sting.
Woo!
Which I can't read the label, and I'm not sure what it is.
It's Northern Texas IPA.
Yeah, Northeast Texas IPA. So it's still an NE IPA, but it's NETX.
That they expressly promoted as not a New England IPA.
It's not your father's IPA.
No, this is definitely see-through, so
yeah,
they were correct in that.
Not hazy. So is this going to be like their flagship IPA? Because I think Hop and Sting, I've tried a bunch of the stuff at their various tasting things. They were at a lot of the same events New Main was at.
It's a little juicy.
I'm not hating the aroma.
I don't think I would sit on it very long because it's already got a pretty big malt backbone.
It does. It does have a malt presence. But interesting
it's
hops.
It's good though. I like it.
It's definitely more of the little bit dank, earthy. Hops, it's a little bit of fruit coming through, but it's not like a juicy citrus or bright. It's very much more the earthy dink.
And this was canned on the 22nd.
What?
January?
Yeah, so this is two days old.
Fresh.
Calm down, IPA, with your freshness.
Yeah, you know, I really want to try it one day. You know, I think we're missing out.
Blake, what do you think? I heard a choke over there, so I'm assuming great things.
I was swallowing and I left.
Okay. Boy, nickel for every time.
Good recovery.
Northern, northeast. I keep saying northern, northeast Texas. Or the
Northern Railroad.
Oh, here we go. It's got a 3.89 currently with 24 ratings.
About to be 25.
Well, it is 2 days old, and unless you've been to one of their shows.
So we didn't. This their is festivals. New. Yeah. This is okay. Well, I knew it was new to the area, but I thought they'd been brewing it for a while. Well, when we went to Hop and Sting, which is why I said it was partial to us. Because we went there for Rody's bachelor party. They did not have very many IPAs. I don't even think they had one. I was like, oh, mistake.
Did you tell them to make them? You created it.
Oh, I got it wrong. Damn it. I failed again. Jesus Christ.
Northeast Texas IPA is 6.9% alcohol by volume, 70 IBUs. Where'd you get this?
Kegs and barrels in Plano.
Okay.
That's the same place you get. Hop and Sting is the green one.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Because it's literally 4 miles from a hospital they go to all the time. So it opens at 10 o'clock, and usually I'm done by 10 o'clock. So I just drive down there, see what they got going on. They have a pretty decent presence. I mean, on DFW Electric Craft Beer, they'll post pictures in there, what they get in. If I like it, I'll go check them out.
Nice.
That's why there's only 24 ratings. They don't have taproom yet, right?
Correct. They're in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I think still.
Yeah, are they the ones that have had a Indiegogo campaign in the last month?
I think. Are they the ones that were posted up next to the...
We're asking each other like we know. Just look it up.
Because it used to be the guy, some guys that brewed at Three Nations, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And they contract brewed out of there.
They're not the ones that went to Bedford, right?
No, that's Turning Point.
Turning Point, okay.
The guys from Turning Point have worked all over the place. Community, RAR, everywhere.
There's fucking too many now. It's so hard to keep up.
They go from brewery to brewery and just get all the knowledge they can and create their own so you don't know.
This is true.
You don't even know. Beer whores.
Yeah, most of them go to like four different places at least.
Gather up knowledge.
And then try and be a head brewer somewhere like an asshole.
That's not a whore, yeah. Like, what would that be? Someone that goes to place, gathers up knowledge and uses it to their benefit. Some kind of a maester? A succubus. Some kind of a succubus.
Scarlet Widow.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, beer name, brewery name, Scarlet Widow. All we are is made up of former brewers that steal your shit.
Well, you like that recipe? Taking it with me.
Well, that joke's gone.
I'm still trying to find there any. I'm sure it's over by now. We also had Galactic Haze IPA from Hop and Sting.
Yes, we made a sweet video out of that. Man,
hell yeah.
We'll have that later because I actually have their second batch of that.
Oh, I'm anxious.
Which is extra dry hopped, I think.
Which is why I hate filming with the phone. The best line ever was on that video because Rhodey was. He was like, I've been hunting for that forever. And I was like, is that why you're wearing the camo? But you could barely hear it come out.
Oh,
it's on the video. You can hear it, but you got to turn it all the way up. But it's so funny because Rhodey's wearing his camo hat and I think your camo jacket or something. And I was like, he's like, I've been hunting for that forever. And I filmed it. I was like, is that why you were wearing the camo? And it was awesome.
Excellent pun, man.
Rhodey is a true beer hunter. He finds everything for us and it's awesome.
That's where 100% of the beers tasted on the show come from is Rhodey's trips.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Or then I just go buy the same beer we've already had twice, so
it's okay. Hey, but it was a good beer. At least you didn't make him pick a bad beer twice.
I was like, you're right, though. I was like, I picked it. I was like, yeah, I finally bring something new. Fuck you, Jason.
It is a good beer, though.
Make a list, you dick.
Well, it's like I was in Lubbock yesterday, and they actually just opened up a world of beer out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
what'd you say?
It's huge.
What'd you say they don't have?
Oh, dishwashers.
Yes, yeah.
No dishwashers.
No dishwashers. So woo. I was sitting right in front of the bartender that was having to do the little dip, and then the
scrub
brush, and then they put it in the rinse, and they were just sitting in front of me, and it was really awkward for like 5 minutes. They were just
maintaining eye contact. Holding
eye contact.
I was like, please bring me a sandwich or something.
Rinse, sanitize, scrub, scrub, rinse, sanitize.
Dude, if they sang it like a Disney cartoon, like that'd be so scary.
Yeah, man. I was actually picturing the 13 dwarves from the Hobbit.
Like all the people come out and start whistling behind them.
That's what World of Beer hates.
but you're talking about forgetting to check into stuff. I had Sierra Nevada Celebration IPA.
Hmm.
And I know I've had it, but I never checked into it before.
So that's when
Robert Scroggs evidently loves that beer, even though he gives it a 3.75. Damn. Like I swear, like every year he's got a new check-in of Celebration.
Yeah, it's an annual release that they do. It's Sierra Nevada, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I killed a 6-pack of that during a brew day, allegedly.
And what did it turn into? It started out as a brew day. Then what did it turn into? It
turned into a clean a lot of things. Because when I get to like a certain level of drunkenness, I go into cleaning mode. Like I guess it's like the Catholic upbringing in me. It's like I feel really guilty about drunk a lot.
Are you going to come to my house after this?
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen my brewery? I need to clean some shit.
That can wait. It's fine.
I've just been so busy. I haven't gotten to that level of drunkenness yet.
Trying to picture what you'd be like on speed now.
The same, but faster.
50s housewife. Clean this place.
Like that old meth commercial. Meth. Oh, meth. David's cleaning.
Gotta scrub the things until they aren't there anymore.
I just like how meth gives you a high-pitched voice.
Scrubbing holes in walls.
I love you, meth. I put out a record on meth. Made a lot of money. I
totally approve.
It's David and the methettes. Anybody else's teeth itchy?
Jesus Christ. You know,
if you want to learn how to make meth, Rhodey, I think you know where to find that at.
What's a documentary?
It's definitely in Weatherford.
It's on the Black West.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, everything.
They have a knockoff version of Breaking Bad called Breaking Worse.
What's worst is
crowd silence.
What's the third? Oh god, it's like conjugating a verb. Oh my god.
Ah shit.
Well, this mighty fine outline I made. We don't need any of this business. Cigar City has finally made its way here.
Thank God.
Everybody's like, "What are you talking about?"
Cigar City Brewing from Miami. They're from Florida. They're from a Floridian city.
They're from Florida.
For a long time, they were on Whale Hunter's like watch list for beers. There are a lot of really good beers that they put out. High Allies, their IPA, that for a long time would trade with the best of them. Like if you had a barrel-aged stout from anywhere, like local brewery, you could trade that for, you know, a couple High Allies, not even a whole six-pack. Yeah. And then they have a stout called Hunapu, and they have a big event that's like a big freaking deal, Hunapu Day, every year when they release that barrel-aged stout, because it's like one of, you know, it will trade with anything in the United States, anything international on a really, really high level. These are just really, really well-crafted beers. And I think two, three years ago, they were purchased by a craft beverage group. So it wasn't like Big Beer bought them out or
Ozarka, you know,
Constellation
Blues.
Brands.
Part of Ozarka like Blues bought them.
Oscar Blues.
Oscar Damn Blues.
I keep saying that.
Yes.
Ozarka Blues.
That's when you get sad for drinking water. It's the Ozarka Blues.
Stop with the
too hydrated.
In Arizona, it's Arrowhead Blues.
And to back David up on this is insane. A beer that has 208,000 ratings. So you're thinking there's no way. 4.02.
Damn.
And it's that IPA.
That's Hi-Li, yeah.
Yeah, Hi-Li. It's a 7.5 ABV. And when you go through here, everybody's just like 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, nice IPA. So
yeah.
This, and it's everywhere now. I mean, you could probably find it anywhere in Texas right now.
Yeah, thanks to Oscar Blues partnership, part of one of the things that they did was they opened up a production facility in Austin.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're producing some of these recipes, packaging them, storing, warehousing, and distributing from Austin. So we're getting some pretty freaking fresh Hi-Li. Like, we're getting the real deal. It hadn't been sitting on trucks or in warehouses for months.
A former friend, not a former friend of the show, a friend of the show, Kyle, actually gave it a 4.5, and he said, wife got me a six-pack, best wife ever.
That is a fact.
So I'm just saying, yeah, definitely, if you can find anything from Cigar City, they're one of the top 10 rated breweries on Untappd and on other websites as well. They're right there with Bell's.
Yes.
They're right there.
Yeah. I'm just as excited for Cigar City making it to Texas as I was when Bell's got here. Like Two Hearted Ale and Hi-Li. You were in some great company there.
Whew. I think that's a dry stout. It's Irish, or it's either dry Irish. It's definitely.
That. It is dry.
Bam. Bitters, yeah.
But it's not a stout.
Is it? It's a dry porter. No,
it is not a porter.
Motherfuck me. We'll let the expert talk.
It's a Wookus. Come on, man.
Oh, of course, the style of the Wookus.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Its Latin name is Chewbacca's Chewbacco.
Oh, okay, okay.
So no, chocolate Chewbacca?
Sure.
So what is this for real, though?
This is an Imperial Black IPA.
Really?
Yes.
That's incredibly dry.
That's pretty roasty for an IPA.
Incredibly dry too. Is it not dry? Am I wrong on that?
No, it's definitely dry. I think what we're getting as dry is it's definitely overbalanced on the bitter side. Okay. Because it's a black IPA, I would expect an Imperial black IPA to be a little bit sweeter, honestly. So the dryness is pronounced if you haven't gathered that. It is Leo versus Ursus, the Wookus from Firestone Walker Brewing Company in California, Paso Robles, California.
Pass my robe.
What's the old ale beer? The black IPA that was really good. Was it Black Standard? It was something standard.
Something, yeah, yeah. I don't remember, but
it was really good.
Don't recall.
No, it tastes like an IPA, but it's got a little bit of roast.
Right, which is what a black IPA should be. So, see, we started this podcast in the midst of the haze craze with the juicy IPAs. The craze about a year or two ago was black IPAs, and everyone was making a black IPA. You had Grainstorm from, I think, Nebraska was a really good example. There were a couple on the Pacific Northwest that did a really good job of it. but too many people interpreted the black IPA as just a really hoppy porter. So they made a roasty, chocolatey beer that was also kind of hoppy. That's not really what a black IPA is supposed to be. It's a recognized beer style. So if you want to put it into a competition, it's just an IPA that happens to be black. So you don't want any, like very little or any roasty chocolate notes. Rhodey wants to make another black web joke. I can see it just spinning in his mind. So a lot of people were doing black IPAs thinking, let's just make something hoppy and roasty. And it's just this weird, you know, amalgam of beer styles. It should be an IPA that just happens to be black. Usually Pacific Northwest hops, so piney, resinous, a little bit of citrus, and maybe a little tiny bit of fruit on it. This being a Wookus Imperial Black India Pale Ale, 8.2% alcohol by volume. We got this in a tall boy can. Where'd you get this one? Same place?
Same place.
Same place. That's Keg and Barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I like it. It's just, I would expect an Imperial Black IPA to be a little bit sweeter.
Definitely not bad.
Maybe that's why it's so bitter, because it's an Imperial.
Yeah. I guess, but Imperial tells me more alcohol, really, more than more bitterness. Mm. I guess it's well balanced for being higher in alcohol.
On Imperial, so Imperial IPAs, there's not very many. There's the one that Voodoo Ranger does, and then there's one other one that I can't think of that I've had.
Well, Hagtown.
Is that an Imperial?
Yeah, well, Hagtown's a double IPA.
Fuck me sideways.
That's why you like it so much. It's 9%, man.
No, so Imperial Stouts, though, I'm going to agree a little bit with Rhodey. They do, you get that a little bit more bitter, a little bit more roasty, like in the back end. You're like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, this is super. You're left with a little bit of bitter, even if it's not an IPA.
Yeah.
I'm learning things.
Nice.
Y'all are watching me become a taster while listening to me.
Well, our opening's coming up pretty soon. We all in this room have to be at least as certified as Rhodey.
Oh.
Good luck, assholes.
Google me timbers. I think that means I'm going to Google all the answers, but I'm not sure. I'll just have you come take the test with me since you know all the answers.
They rotate questions.
But you should know them all because you are the mighty, the man, the myth, the legend.
Just do it like an 80s sitcom. Ready?
It is. If you would like to open it, it is ready.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
We don't have many of these beers because they're weird as fuck.
Listen to the night. Listen, and that's the end of the night. I want everybody to hear that.
That's when we officially left consciousness.
That's the end of the show. So, Imperial.
Yeah.
I don't hate this. Yeah, I don't hate it. Yeah. What do you think, Blake?
I forgot already what it tasted like.
It was that good.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's like a beer for someone who doesn't like beer but loves martinis.
Okay.
And gin.
Look at the, he's got the dry shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
Very nice.
Ha.
AKA Blake hates it.
Yep.
Well, I had a roommate who loved gin and would make me drink it with him.
Sounds like a terrible roommate.
Tried to get
it was free, so.
Still a terrible roommate.
I also woke up on him watching me sleep.
That's genuinely creepy.
Was this the devil worshiper, right?
The Satanist.
Satanist, yes, sorry. Sorry, Paul. Wait,
whose cat would shit in his shoes because he would just bail and go to Austin and get high for a week.
I thought this was, as one does. Was this with Jesse? Because I thought y'all hadn't lived with each other for a while.
No. I was the one with the cat in that one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's your cat. I'm just kidding.
It didn't shit in shoes. It would just claw the shit out of you and make you bleed.
Well, fair.
Your shoes are fine.
Fair
unless
warning,
you bleed on them.
Cats are little tigers. They're just little tigers.
But it didn't have stripes.
That's where they get you. That's the deception.
That's true.
Sneaky bitch.
That's sneaky bitches. Snoochie boochies. Can we bring that back? Can we bring that back? Isn't that what Jay says on Jay and Silent Bob?
Snoochie boochies, yep.
Yeah, see?
Yep.
I'm bringing it back. I'm going to start. Ugh,
as long as that's the thing from the Mallrats universe that we bring back and not the other thing.
Putting your hand down your pants and shaking
someone's
hand?
Chocolate-covered pretzel.
No, none of these.
You
we haven't gotten to the worst
guy
one
in a trench
yet.
Coat?
That chocolate-covered pretzel is so gross. Would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel? And he's like, it's so good. And he's like licking his fingers.
Did he ask you to grab a strong hand?
Mm.
That's a scary movie.
No, grab my strong hand.
And he chooses death over grabbing that hand.
A wise choice.
Mm-hmm. That thing was gross.
Yeah. All right, so we don't talk much sports on this podcast. We never talk sports. except for Spurts. Giant stuff and how much everybody hates me because I like the Giants. That gets brought up once in a while. But we're going to talk about the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl's coming up, right? Everybody's pumped, right? Nope.
I hate the fucking Eagles.
Yeah, it's the Eagles and the Patriots. Like the worst Super Bowl ever. All right. I mean, I know that me, Blake. Well, Blake, you're an NFL fan. Are you that big of an NFL fan these days anymore or no?
Sort of. I'll listen to a game when I go into work at night if it's on the radio. But
yeah, so everybody's kind of dropped off a little
bit.
I
sleep during the games.
I know me and Rhodey might be. Chris, Cowboys fan, still like big or little bit?
Not very big anymore.
No. Woo, Dez, you suck.
Dez, sorry. Cut.
I watched the Super Bowl. I don't want to say I watched it for the commercials. The commercials are definitely entertaining, but it's more of like it's like a thing that happens every year. It's like a cultural thing. So we'll flip through that and whatever, you know, movies on Showtime.
Oh yeah.
Why is it gotta be Showtime?
Why not Cinemax?
What about HBO?
They get the sizzle.
Hey, it's not TV, it's HBO.
So you choose Showtime?
Yeah, we can't afford HBO.
Showtime's cheaper, bro. Showtime has Californication, I think.
It's still on?
Probably.
No, but you can when you pay for movie channels, you get the access to all their back catalog. It's awesome.
So it's not on Netflix anymore.
Maybe it is. I
should have watched it when it was in my queue.
As weird as it is, I've moved away from Netflix and more towards HBO Go and Hulu. I'm like all over that shit.
Dude, Hulu's the shit. Hulu and Netflix, we watch maybe 30 minutes of actual real-life television every week.
And since Disney owns Hulu, all the Marvel movies will be on Hulu.
Oh, wait. Disney owns Hulu?
When that happened?
Like 40% or some shit.
Something's falling into place now because I was listening to our sister podcast, Controllers and Keyboards. They were talking recently about Nintendo not wanting to sign with Netflix.
Yep.
Nintendo and Disney are like in cahoots.
Ah.
They're putting Hulu on that streaming service.
There you go.
Called it 2018 January. David Clark casually lit.
Take that, Controllers and Keyboards.
So that's why the Zelda series got canceled from Netflix.
There you go.
That's going to be Hulu. Got to be it.
Yeah, they still got Konami and their fuckingness in Castlevania.
Yeah, but all the guys who like did all that stuff like back in the day are all old now.
Old or dead.
Both.
Well, yeah, not true.
I'm an upper.
All my friends are dead.
All my friends are dead.
All my friends are dead. Take it slow.
Is that how the next line? Who sings that?
Like 37 Pilots or something.
37
that
Pilots.
Is right. That is correct.
24. 31.
What's that dumbass?
Oh, we made it back. All right.
There you go.
What is the dumbass 24? What is that?
21. Oh,
22. Fuck.
God, I hate that fucking shit.
Blackjack Pilots.
What a savory word. Oh. Describes exactly
holy
what
shit.
It is. You want to
talk about
I mean?
Opposite edge of the spectrum.
Are you enjoying this beer?
No, it just after what we just drank, it's like somebody playing, you know, Rocky doing the beating thing on your ugula.
The speed bag.
Wait till you try that. It's like, whoa, hey, it's not bad or anything. It's just like, that is not what I had earlier.
Is this exactly what you remember it as?
Whoa. Ooh.
Smoky.
Smoky in the
smoky
bandit.
Smoky roasty.
Yeah, is this even a stout?
Yeah, my mouth was not prepared for that.
Oh, yeah, this is.
Rhodey, what are we drinking?
This is a smart
one. So this is one of the few beers that Jester King regularly puts out. They're Black Metal. It's their Farmhouse Imperial Stout.
I know I've had this before. I think we had this at a bottle share this time last year here, while this was still kind of an empty shell, this brewery here. What's the date on this one? I'm just a little curious.
It says November 2017.
Okay, so this is pretty fresh. The one we had was aged for several years and not this good.
Batch 19.
Okay. This one is much better than the last time. You brought this bottle out, and I kind of cringed just a little bit because we had an older bottle that may or may not have been stored correctly. This one, I mean, it's definitely a shock from what we just had.
Yeah, no.
Chris, get you a
snake. All of us are burping so much. This is a very highly carbonated beer.
What the fuck? This is a stout, right?
Yep.
It's Farmhouse.
So,
okay,
yeah, Jester King's thing is Farmhouse, and that tends to be...
Done in a farmhouse?
On the funky side.
Yes. So they have house strains of yeast on the farmhouse. Sometimes you get just a little bit of sour bugs that get in there, and that's just part of the house yeast. Also, farmhouse, they'll throw things like, you know, flaked wheat and maize and stuff like that in there. Some what are called adjuncts in the brewing world to build body, build flavor, give something for anything that's not traditional brewer's yeast to eat up and make a little bit more alcohol.
I like to picture Amish people skipping around the fermenter, just tossing whatever they feel like in there and while they sing.
Yes, definitely.
That's what I like to picture.
I didn't want this baby.
Into the
fermenter.
We wanted
a boy.
Into the fermenter you go.
And then when bottled smoke.
And then when they come to talk to you about it, they're like, open fermentation, and that's their favorite fucking word to say to you.
Yep.
They stare at you in the eyes. They go, we use open fermentation at Jester King.
Oh, that's pretty fucking edgy, man.
Yeah. Oh, this tastes kind of funny. Open fermentation.
Open fermentation. Hey, there's a hobo in your bathroom charging people $3 to take a leak. Open fermentation.
Why do you think their bathrooms have a hole in the roof? Open fermentation.
Oh, they do. Correct.
Boom.
Everything is open there.
Even their marriages.
Well, it is Austin. Keep Austin weird. Well, technically it's outside of Austin. It's like on the way to Dripping Springs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the other reason it's open, to let the stank out from the open air.
Letting all the stank out.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, this is definitely much more intense. The last beer was dry. This beer is whatever it is, it's very much that.
So I'm not going to lie. It's probably better than I think it is, but it does not mash well at all, and my tongue's like pretty much fucked.
Tongue fucked.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh, I don't want this because of the dry. Going from dry to anything, that's a no-no. So from now on, dry will be the last thing I ever taste. It's ruined everything.
Yep.
I don't like dry at all.
You have dry mouth now. You're cotton mouth. You're a snake. Cotton mouth.
I gotta keep doing this.
Cue the cotton, not Joe.
Which I'm sure sounds just sexy as hell.
That's radio gold.
Yes, it is.
Keep doing that the entire time.
Perfect. Back to the Super Bowl. We're going to do a Super Bowl bet. We are. We're going to have a lot more info on that next week. It's going to be fun. You guys can participate if you're brave enough.
Got to learn the rules of football and whatnot.
I got fucking 17 days or 12 days or whatever.
Being a podcast, we're not owned or affiliated with any major station yet. Are we allowed to say the S word? Or do we have to call it the big game like everyone else?
Oh.
Like, allegedly, that's, like, copyrighted and shit, and they go after, like, select accounts every year that abuse the fact that they're saying Super Bowl without permission from the
Superb Owl.
Okay.
Yes, the Superb Owl.
I like that. Also, like, game that is big. Yes. Or bowl that is super. Can we say that? Bowl
that is super. How about the football game no one fucking cares about?
Can we talk about the Dirty Birds and the Cheaters? Dirty Birds versus the Cheaters?
The Northeastern summit of teams that throw a pigskin around with air in it.
That.
Well, the other team doesn't. Some, but yeah, that's some here nor there.
It has some air. Not as much.
Because Tom Brady's a cheater. I get it.
A fisticuff of original colonies. Loving vessels containing some but maybe not all amounts of air compressed, pushed into and laced up with porcine skin.
Is it pig skin?
The colonial skirmish.
TM.
I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl anymore, David.
I said all the words.
Holy shit. I'm done with sports. Thank you. Thank you.
David killed it.
I make sports not fun.
David has released me from the prison that is the NFL.
Shut up, David. I feel like I'm learning stuff.
Watching this football, I'm like, just get up and I just turn it off. Yeah, that was good. I'm done.
Jolly-o.
Cheerio, fellas. Why don't they kick the ball in the goal? I prefer soccer.
Repel them. Make them relinquish the oblong spherozoid.
Score more points, you dickheads.
Oh, but the commentating, the commenters on like any major NFL game, like you usually have a little bit of insight, like, oh, their season's been rough. They've been doing this and this and that. It feels like they dumb it down for the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, you know, if that other team's going to win, they really need to score more points than they're doing right now because the amount they have is zero and the other team has more than zero. I'm no mathematician, but they're going to have to do more point scoring on the ends of the football zone field.
Thanks for that, Chris Collinsworth.
That was a direct quote. Sorry.
That's where the old Madden memes come from.
What the one team's got to do is you got to score more points than the other.
Boom, tough acting, ten acting.
He's like, boom, Ace Hardware. I get Band-Aids and turduckens. Blaine, scare me.
I just made him a missile.
They hand me a socket wrench.
Drawing a line across the end zone. See what they're going to do here is try to get past this line, and they're going to get 6 points.
Quick popcorn popper.
I didn't watch a whole lot of Mad TV, but when I did, that was just a really, really funny bit.
You watched that part.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
A quick pop popcorn popper. Jerry Madden.
I can't. Oh, it's not. Is it Horatio Sanz?
No. Will Sasso.
Will Sasso is the other big guy. I think Horatio.
It's Will Sasso.
It's not. Will Sasso do.
Blake is confident.
Oh, no, wait. It was Caliendo.
Yes, Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo.
I've seen him live.
That's some bitch. He's my awesome.
Bad. Yeah, but like his only thing is impressions.
I love that guy.
Way to pigeonhole and peak too soon.
When the Patriots were undefeated and the Giants were not undefeated and they met in the Super Bowl. He picked the Giants. No one else did. God bless you, Frank.
Like he's dead.
God bless you. No.
Jason. Doing Jesus impressions in heaven.
God bless him. There's a video. It's the Giants' 10-year anniversary on that Super Bowl, the 2007 Super Bowl. So I've been seeing a lot of that being retweeted and replayed. Oh, let's remember this. I'm like, live in the past like a true fan. But they keep showing all the stuff, and there was this video, and it went through every single picking of the Super Bowl that every channel did. It was a lot of bullshit that I watched for no reason, but all of them were just like, you know, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Dallas. No one ever picked the Giants, and they went through and went all the way and won the Super Bowl. So it was like, hey, I remember that shit. It was awesome. What's weird is some of the sporting events, like, I can remember where I was. Like, I'd watch the highlights, and I can remember where I was, which is kind of creepy, but it's also cool because you're like, I remember exactly what I was doing when this was happening.
Yeah.
Tony was trying to fight a waiter on the border for me, so it's pretty cool. We were watching the Green Bay Giants championship game, and some guy walked by. I was like, hey, fuck the Giants. And Tony jumped up and was like, hey, fuck you. And I was like, oh, good.
So that's what we're doing tonight.
I don't even care. But no, he was a good friend then. It was just funny. He's like, nice. I don't care. He can like what he wants. Fuck you. And I was like, all right.
That's the reason that I end up watching. Like, I don't think I've ever watched a football where I was emotionally invested in either one of the teams.
Wait, did you just say watched a football?
I never watched a football
game.
To move it with my mind.
Exactly. It's there is no football.
So you're not emotionally invested in A&M games.
Whoop. Okay. I never watched a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Where I wasn't. Actually, I had to take a step back. I realized I was getting too angry over some college kids playing a football game hundreds of miles away, and my blood pressure was just a little too high. And I was like, all right, you know what, David? You're a grown-ass man with a mortgage. You need to take a fucking step back and evaluate your goddamn choices. And so now I'm like, oh, no, we lost the football game. Okay, let's go, like, mow the yard or whatever.
And you know that?
I give up!
So being completely real with, you know, both of you guys, it kind of sucks because you're liking a football team that you know doesn't have a fair chance. Like, it's weird. It's not fair because, like, in the NFL, I mean, to a certain extent, it can be a coin toss. But in, you know, the Aggies, like, they're decent. They've been decent the last couple of years, but you're, like, still not going to fuck with Alabama.
And then we fired our head coach, and we paid this other guy a lot of money from a school that we were making fun of 3 years ago, and now he's completely clean house, and now we have all kinds of new shit, and he's promised us a national championship, and there's all kinds of fucking shit on the table now.
And everybody's decommitting.
Remembers. Yep, everyone's decommitting now.
Oh, no. Because
someone went and hashtag swagcoptered them.
I saw somebody decommitted from A&M and went back to the new coaches from Florida State. Went to Florida State. I want to be so far away from you. I'm going to where they're not going to hire you again.
Yeah, dude. Literally the opposite.
One of the greatest questions in my mind, being real with you, is when a high school athlete's recruited and they're like, you could go to Alabama where it's cold as shit and life pretty much sucks. Or you could go to Florida and live on the beach in Miami. I'm like, how the fuck those guys get recruits is beyond me. Because you wouldn't even have to ask me twice. You might want to... girls, bikinis, beach.
Girls, that's boob, going pit there. Bull, dolly.
I'm going there.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. It's crazy when you think about, like, Michigan getting recruits. Fuck that.
That's like the whitest thing you've ever
said. It's snowing. I don't want to play football in the snow when I can play on a beach. It's crazy.
I want to play on Idaho State's blue field. That was really neat that one time I watched TV when I was a kid, and that's Boise. The only Boise reason State. They get recruits.
Boise State.
That's yeah. what I said.
You said Idaho.
Idaho State.
Yeah, Idaho State. Idaho, Boise.
Which is barely a university.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Ah, but it is, though.
He shut you down.
So you're saying there's a chance I made a football reference. Let's talk about beer again. I'm out of my element.
No, let's go back to the Black Web, should we?
I'm way out of my fucking let's depth check, here, Donnie. Let's
Google where the Idaho State Rebels play.
On the blue
did
field.
Did you look that up?
On the blue field.
Really? Idaho State. Now I got to cheer for Idaho State.
I know Idaho I wanna Vandals. Go I don't know about Idaho State, though. That's got to shut down.
Let's yeah. go home.
They're the tubers. Pick them potatoes.
Maybe they are like a D1 AA school or something.
Yeah, like the division second division. Two. They're the tater tots.
Yeah.
They play Weatherford College.
I need to end this real quick, folks. I need to end this with two things. One, I don't give a fuck about you, Logan. Your screenplay was nowhere close to your comic book. Fuck you and your Oscar nomination. I hope you shove it up your ass.
Oh, I thought you meant Logan Angry. Paul.
Well, him too. Well, yeah, him fuck too. That guy too.
That's but, off of Breaking Bad, right?
Yes. Secondly, I wanted we didn't see. I wanted Rhodey to talk about It. He finally saw It.
Oh, what'd you think that about is. The clown?
It was really good. Lisa hated it.
She really didn't like it at all. Did I mess up by asking her to watch it?
Or was it?
It
just too scary?
No, it's fun for me because now she's like scared.
So you just talking to the boy. Have you seen it yet, Blake?
No.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Fantastic. So now you just be like, just pop up in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Like it was nice. She's taking a shower.
Well, it's nice watching a horror. It was nice watching a horror movie that wasn't just all about jump scares.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen it yet, Chris?
I have not yet.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
If you want to just feel terrible about like being alive, listen to the audiobook.
No.
It is fucking intense. It is really intense. Stephen King is not known for subtlety.
I've heard about that.
I like them.
There's a very disturbing scene in a sewer.
Yep.
There's several disturbing scenes in several places.
So. More of a train scenario.
Yep, that's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the movie. So, folks.
Shiny butthole. Am I saying that right?
Don't be upset. The movie is a rated R, but it's not a hard R or anything like that. There's actually not that much blood or anything.
Right, they so actually cleaned hard. It up it's just to make scary. The movie.
But it's intense and it's beautiful and it's shot awesome. The little kids are freaking on point.
So I went into that movie not having read the book, and I was like, man, it's really weird how they show like all these different scenes like with these different kids. It's like very like it seems like episodes of like this a scary show. Like each one of those encounters could be its own scary show.
Chapters of a book.
Exactly. Apparently that's a thing that authors do.
It's my first book I ever read. I like it.
It's like little stories that stop.
Group words together in a sentence and make a story. No, it's great. It's a great book, and I read it when I wasn't supposed to, but that's a story for another time. All right, folks, we love you. Thank you. Don't forget, check out our brothers and sisters at all the podcasts that we listen to, and I don't feel like listing them, but I'm going to. Controllers and Keyboards, Jerry Jonestown Massacre, Whiskey Boy Radio. We haven't mentioned
Robo Tuner.
No, they're doing that audio diorama. It's not exactly the same thing. They're bringing back RoboTuner, I think he said, in a couple months. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him about it.
Coming to you live from Castle Fujiwa.
But listen to the other podcasts that we love, mainly Controllers and Keyboards, because we're like glued to the hip. And also Good Brew Guide.
Good Brew Guide.
We listened to the last week episode that David was on, and it was phenomenal, actually.
That Thank was you. A fun show. We went a little bit more in depth on the beer. I kind of spouted off a little bit this episode about that one beer, but like we talked about beer pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know if Josh knows, but I'm listening and I'm liking it, Josh. And he's going to come on here sometime soon.
Definitely.
Michael Harper is forever banned. His wild outbursts are just too much for me to handle.
We'll have to staple his shirt to his pants.
We love that guy. We need to get him in here with Rhodey so they can have a showdown. Maybe they can box.
Oh, Playful I want to mention that.
Slap box.
We talked about our friends' Controllers and Keyboards. The host of that show, Jordan, has thrown out the hashtag Team Rhodey. Whereas Michael Harper is Team David.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There is some real-life drama going down.
Okay.
Feelings got... Jimmy's got rustled, okay?
How about a bet, Mr. David?
All right. What's at stake here?
Oh, losers go through this table.
I don't know. You brew a beer and I brew a beer. And we'll see whose tastes better.
Gee, let me think. Okay.
Do it.
Do I'm it. Just going to throw shit in a boiling pot.
You know, it's bad.
It's like the stone soup, right? Just throw a bunch of shit in and it tastes good, right?
Boil.
It's a new stout. Fecal stout.
Open fermentation.
I want to go home.
that's all I'm going to say. Hey, it tastes fucking awful. Open fermentation.
Open fermentation.
You know he'll immediately get 5 stars for that.
Exactly, he will.
He experimented and tried, David.
What a pioneer.
Yeah. Yes. He caught the yeast from your building.
Oh, he caught the yeast from something.
Yep.
The asbestos.
No, we
no joking, David's brewery does not have asbestos.
It does not, and we have to say that for insurance reasons. Thank you.
But
I'm trying as best as I can, man.
But for real, check out Good Brew Guide on your podcast apps. Just search it. Trust me, worth it. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. He's on all of them. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Him and also, Michael making good stuff.
I want to throw out a quick plug. I'm about to be on the Book Geeks Uncompromised podcast as a guest talking about New Maine, but also talking about one of my favorite books of all time, Ender's Game.
I don't remember all the stuff ran by through us. I'm not sure, but... When was that ran
it was
by
on
us?
The agenda that I'm just now writing.
That's weird.
You're fine.
That's courtesy of Vince McMahon. No, that's great.
That hurt to say that, by the way.
They just did.
It sounded a little painful.
For people that are like worried about that podcast, they just recently did Harry Potter. Excellent episode.
That was a good one. I've been listening to a lot of the ones they've done recently, and I'm hooked on it now.
Good jump on
like,
point.
Damn, I need to start reading more books. People think I'm smart.
So I don't want to say anything, Jordan or Goat, but it sounds like it might be better than your show.
Well, I'm listening to all of those too.
David might like it better.
I don't have consoles, and I get my wife has Steam on the computer, but it's like explicitly for Age of Empires 2.
Well, I like how I just look at Chris like he knows. You play Age of Empires 2. Is that a good game?
Oh yeah, it's a very good game.
Oh
yeah.
Shit. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Take that.
I should probably play it instead of leaving it on my computer.
We can talk games, too. I was so pumped about this Xbox news. I like how I've been posting articles recently on Controllers and Keyboards fucking Facebook, and they don't respond or say anything. Fuck you guys.
They did have Rhodey's question highlighted on their questions this week.
Yeah, they were pumped about that. They were ready to talk about sex toys with Nintendo game things.
The Nintendo labia? I mean, yeah, labo.
And we end on that note. Love you guys. See you next week.
This is Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards. Now that you've survived through the hot mess that is Casually Lit, why don't you come check out Controllers and Keyboards at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at /CNK Crew. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes.